I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Do it, do it.
Whatever it is,
do it. Do think you're satisfied? Go on and do it. Do it. Do think you're satisfied?
Whatever it is,
do it. Do think you're satisfied? People know just what they like to do. Whatever it is.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off. Every single time. They don't have sales. They don't have to have sales because their prices are always the best. Our man Michael has been in the business for over 18 years. And it's because of that time, because of that knowledge. But he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And also, they've been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 years in a row. And I don't think that's the one that's going to end anytime soon.
They're an authorized Serta mattress dealer, as you know, Simmons Beautyrest Mattress. As well, and now they've got the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum, and the Beautyrest Black. I say all that to say, all lines available. You're gonna love the price that you pay for it too, because when you tell Michael Zellner that you mess around with Jason John, you listen to him every day, you listen to the other shows on 92.9. Michael's gonna give you an additional 10% off. That's a cool dude. It's gonna be a good price. You're gonna love the sleep that you get on those mattresses. So go get one. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road. Right at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed, nestled right there in Bartlett. Or you can visit them online. Check them out at SleepyZZZS.com. Again, SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed, baby.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Five-star forward Precious Achiuwa is in town. He's on his official visit as we speak. This is a significant week for him and for the University of Memphis because clearly, Precious is a priority for them. Precious, an NBA-level talent, a guy who you feel like comes in here for one season. You put him alongside James Wiseman and absolutely has a chance to get drafted very high. And, you know, you sort of look at what Memphis needs. You know, you can never have too much of a guy like Precious Achiuwa, a guy who can score the ball. We saw that in the McDonald's game, a guy who's got an unbelievable motor. Just a great talent, no question about it. And Memphis is trying to put the finishing touches on it this week with an official visit. But here is the question: they took him to they took him to Gus's for lunch. Now, of course, they have other things they will do as part of the visit. I assume they will again. He's seen FedEx Forum, but I'm sure they'll show him again and he'll see the practice facility. But for you, you are a very convincing recruiter. A lot of people don't know this about you. You know, you got Tyler Harris to Memphis as Tubby. You did a better job recruiting Tyler Harris than Tubby did.
Penny probably deserves more credit.
Well,
because once he got it, I was trying to help Tubby.
You did a better job of recruiting Tyler Harris pretending to be Tubby Smith than Tubby Smith did as actually Tubby Smith. So that's just a rare
accomplishment. Thank you. I'll take accomplishment. That. I guess I'll take
it's a rare accomplishment. I'm not asking you to do this as Tubby Smith, but
that's too much.
But if you were going to sit down with Precious and you were going to
would be ineffective.
Yes, it would be. Not high point, you know, not the kind of guy that high point's going to go after, I would say. Too good, too talented. But if you were going to sit down with Precious Achiuwa and you were going to sell him on the University of Memphis, Jason, I am curious. What would you say? What would be your pitch?
I tell you what, I would need a little bit of music. Mills, do you think you can help me with that? I'll give him a little something. I'll give him a little taste of what I would tell Precious.
Oh, you would have this on like your Beats pill?
You better believe it, because don't you think Precious has heard this song? I'm sure he has.
Well, yeah, he was at Memphis Madness.
Mm-hmm. He has, and he saw DeRez DeSean out there. Absolutely, he has.
Would
John
you?
Mark?
Would you? I think Derez is probably available. You could probably pay him just to do another live performance. It probably was only like $5,000.
I'm thinking he likes Derez better than Block Boy JB, who's more, who is blowing up and is national, right? But is more us. That's who James Wiseman and all them want to see. I'm thinking this resonates with. And here's what I would tell him, John. Here's what I would tell him. Come play for a four-time NBA All-Star. You want to go to the NBA, John? What have we said about that staff's pitch? It ain't just about getting there. You want to be prepared for it. You want to shine when you do.
Yeah.
Go play for a coach that's a four-time NBA All-Star, John, and would have been headed to the Hall of Fame had his career's not been short. I ain't done, because you know what else on that staff, John Martin?
Sam Mitchell.
You're right, he is. And he's a former NBA Coach of the Year.
That's
but
right.
He wasn't the next man I had in line.
Oh, okay.
Guess who it was?
Who?
Mike Miller.
Oh, my. Tell me about Mike.
Former NBA sixth man of the year, and as John Martin would tell you, one of the best shooters this earth has ever seen.
That's right.
That's right. There's no question about it. And Precious Achiuwa, here's what I'm thinking.
He's also the rookie of the year. You left that out.
Well, I had more to go, but I should have known you were going to chime in with all of his accolades. I should have known you'd cover the Mike Miller portion of this. All right, I just wanted to tell Precious, if he's driving around listening by any chance, that, you know, you want to add a shot to your game. And
yeah.
Listen, Precious already got a shot. He takes a lot of them, quite frankly, but you want to be a polished shooter. And who better to teach you than that than Mike Miller, right?
Yes.
You got ahead of things with Sam Mitchell. But again, a former NBA Coach of the Year on that staff. And then you've got Tony Madlock, a man who's been in the game a long time, over two decades of experience in college basketball, Division I college basketball. Precious. I would tell you there's no better place to go and no better staff that's going to get you to that place. More importantly, have you ready when you do get there. My goodness, was that effective or not?
It's hard to top that or even attempt to, you know, compete with it.
Well, however, I got a little more.
Oh, there's more.
Yep.
Turn it up. Turn it back up.
Six-piece boneless. From you know where.
Six-piece boneless.
Okay. That's going to close it.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do if I was Memphis as it relates to Precious Achiuwa. I would send him a link. I would send Precious and I would send God's Gift and I would send the Achiuwa family. I would send them a link to the latest 2020 NBA mock draft.
Tell me more.
And it includes it's by Jonathan Givony and Mike Schmitz.
Mm-hmm.
And number one in the 2020 NBA mock draft is James Wiseman. This is their latest that posted today. This is on the heels of Jordan Brand. This is on the heels of McDonald's.
Yep.
By the way, just sort of as a separate aside, really good that James is going through all of these and his stock is only soaring.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can go the other way now.
You're talking about momentum. His seems to be building.
It can go the other
already.
Way.
Yes.
But James Wiseman is number one. How about this? This is fascinating. Precious is number nine.
Good grief.
Precious is going ninth to the Pelicans in this mock draft. Trendon Watford is a lottery pick.
Wow.
He's got Trendon Watford as a lotto.
Wow.
At number 14 going to the Kings. That is, I mean, congratulations to Trendon. Who,
that's big time.
Who's had a great spring.
He's had a fantastic spring. He was fantastic in the Jordan brand for the minutes that he was out there, both in scoring the ball and on the boards. I just wonder if he made quite the impression there. Because, look, I'm not going to lie to you. You looked at Trendon, you thought two-year guy. You didn't think one and done, I thought, with Trendon. But, dude, when you're in the lottery now, they've already got you. My goodness.
Yeah.
Coming up fast.
Yeah, James Wiseman, they previously in the last mock draft had him third. He's now up to number one. So he's jumped two spots. They now have him as the number one over. And you use that. You know, you have to use that.
That's what I was going to say. Much like Duke did with RJ and with Cam, and We've sort of said that, hey, go use that as your pitch. Come play with the number one player in the country and sort of do a Duke thing, right, where you get all the top guys like they had this year and let's make history is what you tell them. But you can – I mean, as John's saying, I mean, you got Precious as a top 10 guy in the draft. They can see that now. You could already see Wiseman and know he was there, but with Precious, with where he's at, with what you're selling, I guess you could try to sell him that you're getting trending too. I don't think you're going to get both of them, and I'm not sure if you're – Does saying that you got a good chance with Trenton Watford help you with Precious Achiuwa? I don't know, because, again, it feels like there's a logjam at that position with the two of them.
Right.
All of that said, what Precious does see is Lester Quinones likely to be in the fold,
no doubt,
when he announces his decision on May 10th. And then, obviously, a possibility of getting an R.J. Hampton reclassified from 2020. My point, you're talking about a powerhouse terms of what Duke had last year, and you sell that. You sell we're going to be on television. We're going to be in line for a national championship, which means you'll have all eyes on you. That's all part of the pitch.
When you look at next season and you sort of assess, like, what Memphis needs, what the questions are, you know, James Wiseman is not a question. You know what you're getting from him. But you do wonder where else the scoring will come from. That's the need that Precious Achiuwa addresses. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what, when and if you bring him into the fold, that is done deal. Like, you know what you're going to get from him. We saw it in the McDonald's game when he had 22 points, obviously led the game there, had an outstanding week of practice there in Portland in the Nike Hoop Summit. And what Draft Express and ESPN write about Achiuwa is as follows. He's a hungry scorer who is aggressive, attacking the rim in the open floor, pulling up off the dribble, shooting with his feet set, and taking difficult shots from inside the arc. His ability to change speeds powerfully, finish above the rim, and throw in jumpers is intriguing for a player his size, even if his tunnel vision, decision-making, and shot selection still often leave a lot to be desired.
Shot selection.
Achiuwa also is a playmaker defensively who wows you at times with his versatility, switching onto guards, and protecting the rim.
He can guard like four positions.
No question.
Athletically.
I mean,
if he adds a shot, an outside shot, he's a beast in terms of NBA prospect. That's what I'm telling you.
He's already a top 10, projected pick today. You know, just think about 1 year, alongside James Wiseman. And again, like they also have other talent as well. But, I mean, you're just thinking about a nucleus there with James, Precious, DJ, Lester. Potentially R.J. Hampton. I mean, that is just absurd. That is absurd.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Wouldn't be one of the court stories in college basketball, or one of these stories. You realize what we'd be covering in that, what we'd be talking about on a daily basis radio show and then for The Athletic. You would become the story, John, not just a story in college basketball.
It's true. And by the way,
you've typically been a nice little – Memphis has got a nice team. And typically, historically, they've been one of the better programs, and it's so nice and sweet. They ride on Memphis talent.
Yep.
This would be changing it, going back to the sort of Cal narrative where you're a national power. You realize what we're saying, and here we are, right in the middle of it.
As we've said before, this is the most excited this city has been about Memphis basketball, truly, in terms of unbridled, just raw excitement since the championship year. I mean, yes, under Josh Pastner, there were classes.
You got excited, and then you were let down.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, after each season, because you wanted to go a little further.
And you talk about adding a player, who is as dynamic as Precious Achiuwa. Again, that takes it from being, man, Memphis is back. It's nice to see them in the tournament conversation again. You add Precious, it's, oh my goodness, Memphis can make a run in the tournament again. Memphis can be a preseason top 10 team again.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, the brand is back, with a vengeance when you start talking about adding players. Precious Achiuwa doesn't have any connections to the city of Memphis. He's a national recruit.
Right.
It's when you start adding those guys to the fold that you take it to another level.
A level I don't think it – I mean, we knew the names beforehand. We were saying Trenton Watford and Matthew Hurt when Mike got the job.
Yep.
But we weren't talking about the – possibly being the story in college basketball in 2019-2020, because you can add to the names you just laid out, Precious, Lester, all the now R.J. Hampton. It's a different place than where we are. And look, I say all that to want to make sure I go back. Those you were excited to Trey's point, because I want to make sure, because that was a top two, top three to Trey's point. Some folks had him number one in the country in 2010, and you were up for that, and you thought, all right, there's not just life after Cal. There's a possibility for success. And look, I'm sure right now you'd look back on those what was it, four straight NCAA tournaments, John, and you'd be like,
that was
actually some success
we
right there.
We took that for granted.
We
huh?
did take it for and that was the thing, is that Josh would always say, don't take it for granted. And I think for a while there, we did start to, because now we've seen just how easy it is to miss that tournament, right? It ain't. What did Josh used to say? What ain't a birthright?
Birthright, yeah, birthright.
And it's true.
Yep.
But this would be a different level. this would be expectations that, to John's point, that would take you back to 07, 08 in terms of what you can finish with. This wouldn't be, hey, can they get past the first weekend?
Right.
This would be expectations that, yes, Penny would embrace and has since he got the job.
Yep.
But, brother, it takes it up to another level where now, John, all the haters, they got to have something to say about you because all of a sudden you are the story. They can't just thumb their nose at you anymore and say, oh, that's just Penny Hardaway. He's going to get the local guys. We'll see how that goes. Probably will fail. They're going to have to stand up and respect it.
Yeah.
Because you've got all that talent.
Well, to that point, right, when Penny got the job, everybody expected him on some level to get James Wiseman, to get DJ Jeffries, to get the Memphis kids. Everybody expected that. What they did not sort of account for and what they did not expect,
you know, they didn't,
is for Memphis to be a force with Precious Achiuwa, with Lester Quiñones. Like, that's the part that people are, I think, blown away by.
They didn't think it was going to ripple the water for the Dukes and the Kansases and those guys. For James, yes, because of Penny's connections. Not for these other guys.
No doubt.
They didn't think you were going to be battling with Blue Bloods for these national guys. And John, quite frankly, I'm not sure that we did either. We knew when they hired Mike again.
Yep.
The talk was the relationships that go so deep with Matthew Hurd, with Trendon Watford.
Yep.
You knew, but you didn't know you'd be this effective with guys who weren't on your radar then, like Precious Achiuwa. You didn't know you would not just be able, John, to kind of get in the door because of Penny Hardaway's name, but get down to the end and have a real shot against UNC and Kansas of beating them out for guys. Duke beating them out for guys. This is I would tell you. Even with Cal and the excitement's there, like John said, feels as exciting as that. And particularly when you start thinking about national championship, but you weren't getting this many one and dones in one class.
No, this is
like this is a different level.
It's not even a stretch to say that Penny Hardaway is potentially doing something that John Calipari never did. Like, that's not even a stretch to say that. As crazy as it sounds, you know, Cal would pick guys off year to year, right? He would get like DeJuan Wagner, and he'd get a Derrick Rose and a Tyreek Evans, but rarely did he ever get those guys. If ever. Get the two of those guys in the same class. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Memphis is hoping to do with Precious Achiuwa, who, again, is on his official visit in Memphis as we speak. So, again, very important. Because you add a guy, like, the role for Precious is already defined. It's like it's there for him.
Fill it up.
You know, like, that's you defend multiple positions and you score the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, frankly, I mean, they've got DJ Jeffries coming in who can do that as well. But you can never have too many of those guys.
Can you imagine the force they could be defensively if they could get him? And we talk about what he could do offensively, but you've seen the strides Wiseman's made on that. Almost like he's an angry defensive player, wants to swat everything out of the air. You put Precious, a guy that's as versatile as he is defensively,
right,
with Wiseman, you can lock some things down. Again, you got to figure, too, you're going to be a much better, eons better, rebounding team when it comes to finishing off defensive possessions. You've got guys in there now for those jobs. You won't have to depend as much on your guards to run in there. You remember when you're telling Jeremiah, hey, you got to help out on the boards? You'll still, of course, teach that.
No doubt.
But your big is going to clean that stuff up now. You've got that power. You've got that. So think about how much better you'll be defensively.
No doubt. Point. You can go a lot of places if you're Precious Achiuwa and have the role that he would have at Memphis, right? But only at Memphis could he have the role that he would have and play alongside the number one player in the country.
And his boy, Lester Quiñones, we think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
guys ain't got that either.
That is the unique scenario here for the University of Memphis, and it's going to be intriguing as hell to see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
Big week for the University of Memphis. There is no question about it as they try to
big stakes.
As we said, make a big impression on Precious Achiuwa, who's in town. All right, we'll come back. Supreme Bay, the artist formerly known as Chris Douglas Roberts, is going to join us. We will talk to him about what he's doing in Memphis in June. We will talk to him about Derrick Rose and that Calipari story. We'll just shoot it. We'll just shoot it with Supreme Bay. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Our next guest is a man who needs no introduction, but we have to do that anyway. His name is Supreme Bey, formerly known as Chris Douglas Roberts here in Memphis, and he joins us now. Supreme!
What's good? What's good?
It's always good to hear from you, man. So lots to get to today. Let's start with the foundation. You announced over the weekend that you are launching the CDR Supreme Dream Scholarship Fund. I think it would be better for our listeners to hear from you than me what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. First, I'm always very grateful to be on this show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
But it's always, like, strange, like, talking about something like this, and it's not about me. It's real simple to me. I'm an entrepreneur, and I try things in a strategic way, and this is something that just made all the sense. It fit every category as a good move. I'm allowing, you know, someone to go to college who may not have had that opportunity, and that's just like that's just a simple thing. Like, honestly, it's a good business move, but it's more so like me connecting with the community, pulling my resources together to make a subtle change. But in a few years though, it's going to be big. We're going to be sending multiple kids to college. But right now, we're starting off with our event on the 7th and the 8th, and we're gonna go from there. But we're excited about it.
You know, what's interesting about it is that it's not just any school scholarship fund. It's specifically for the University of Memphis. Is that correct?
Yes, I wanted to make it like niched out. I wanted to make sure like we started in Memphis because that's where I have media leverage. Honestly, you need to be able to promote something like this, and there's no better place than Memphis because, look, I can call my friend John Martin and be able to just get on the show and talk about it. So when you have events like this and you want to do something of this magnitude, you want to make sure your ducks are in a row. So having media leverage and relationships in the media was a major part of this, and I'm connected in Memphis already. I'm already connected and well known throughout the city. So, like I say, it just makes sense. And on top of everything, it's a great cause. It's a charitable cause. I don't like to call it charity, but that's the way we're, you know, to categorize it.
Well, I'm sure all Memphians certainly and everybody, alumni included over at the University of Memphis, certainly appreciate it from you, Supreme. Let me ask you this. You got a high-end poker game as part of the fundraising weekend. Is that you play? You a good poker player?
I don't play at all, but I understand the culture. And we have to do things like poker and golf because we have to really raise a lot of money. So I wanted people to understand that it cost like $47,000 for tuition throughout a four-year scholarship.
Yep.
So the type of events we're doing, we're not just targeting like, you know, the people of Memphis. We're targeting like major companies to collaborate with to actually pull this thing off. And it's risky. And that's the beauty of it. Like, this is so fun to me. Like, in every way, it's a risk. It's a collaborative team effort, which I always like to incorporate. And on top of all of that, somebody, some business will have their name behind sending a kid to college. And
yes,
one of these kids who attend Memphis is going to have a bright future. Hopefully all of them do, but we know that a few of them will. And someone will always be attached to that. And that's just something you can't put a price on.
No, I agree with you.
It'll change your life,
100%.
No doubt about it.
Hey, Supreme, what was the best part of attending Memphis for you?
Well, like I always say when I speak about Memphis, it was the best time of my life. It was where I was most comfortable. And many people from where I'm from, Detroit, felt a type of way when I made the scholarship fund, and it was so niche to Memphis. But I connected with Memphis in just such a special way that I can't explain. And I just like to show it through my actions. I don't really like to, bring it back to me. You guys know that. But my actions are going to show the connection between Memphis and myself.
You know, it's interesting. I was going to ask you about that, Supreme, because I saw it on your Instagram. You know, when you posted this, you made the announcement that you're going to have the scholarship fund. And the first comment that I saw was somebody, you know, not who said, yeah, I love this. This is so great. It was somebody wondering why you didn't do it for somebody else.
All right.
Why do people think that way? Like, why would that be the first comment? You know, you're doing an amazing thing here by putting, you know, kids through school for 4 years tuition free, and yet the first comment is something negative. I mean, why are people programmed that way?
I try to understand, that comment, and I try not to understand it from a biased perspective or be offended. I think people in Detroit are very protective of me, and mm-hmm. when they see me doing things for a city that's not Detroit, they kind of get defensive. But at the same time, I feel like people just jump too quickly to have an opinion. That same person is unaware of the complete vision. Like I said earlier, the reason I began this in Memphis is because I have leverage, I have connections, I have things already kind of set in place. And in Detroit, I don't have those same resources at this moment. But like I told the guy in the comment, these same opportunities will be for Detroit as well, but we just have to build. And the first place I wanted to build was Memphis because it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Saw where Supreme, Derrick Rose recently did a documentary, said Cal was hard on him to the point he thought he was the devil. Made him call home, even made him, and you did such a great job for us, enlightening us on that whole year, how Derrick was shy starting out, and how you and some other teammates were sort of the key in sort of bringing him out of that shell. For you, focusing on you in that first year under Cal as a freshman, did it feel like he was the devil when you first started getting to know him? I'm imagining he was just as rough on you.
He was, and that's his initiation process. When you're a freshman and Cal believed that you could play minutes, mm-hmm. he was gonna be tough on you to see if you're able to take criticism and how do you react under adversity. So me and Derrick were far away from home for the first time.
Yep.
So early in our careers, Cal made sure that he tested us to see if we were made for this, if we were made to be playing in Madison Square Garden and mm-hmm. and games with crowds that we've never seen. So when you look back on it, and I'm sure any freshman who plays under Cal will have the same testimony. Mm-hmm. It was rough, but he only tested you if he already knew that you could take it.
I got you.
So it was a method to his madness. Everybody didn't get the same treatment. Some guys he was just extremely hard on, but he knew that those guys could take it. And the harder he was on you, the more he believed in you. Mm. So after a certain point, Derrick understood that with the help of all of us, though. Like we all helped Derrick. We all helped each other.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like you still have a great relationship with him, right? I saw you post like I can't remember. Oh, it was when he got the lifetime contract there at Kentucky. How about that? I mean, a lifetime deal. I wish I could get one of those.
That shows his value, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody if somebody wants you under contract and for a lifetime, that just shows how valuable you are. And it's always been like, I've always had a beautiful relationship with Cal, and I've always had a beautiful relationship with Memphis. And I always was able to separate the two once he left Memphis, because I never looked at it as him being disloyal to Memphis. I just looked at it as a man choosing his destiny and choosing the opportunity that he felt that was best for him. And now that I'm like a retired athlete, and I've had like I've had to make similar decisions based on just personal choice and happiness, I respect it more. But I love Cal. I love Memphis.
You know, I must say, sitting here listening to you, Supreme, talk about him, you know, and I've maybe even been a part of this. You know, you know how it is for Memphians with Cal. You know, some of the real deep fans of the program felt like he did him wrong on the way out of here, and a lot of it just stemmed in the fact that he was so good here, and you just miss him. It's like that thing you miss. But in the point that you just made, you speak to anybody that ever played for that man, for the most part, I mean all the way down, and there is a love and appreciation there with players to coach in terms of what he did for them, almost like it was life-changing, you know, pushed you guys maybe to points that you maybe even never thought yourselves that you could go. It seems to be to a man. The guys that played for him will tell you, man, he changed my life.
Absolutely. And I don't blame anyone in Memphis for any of the things or they said about Cal when he left or how they felt mm-hmm. when he left, because look at what happened under his regime. Look at the memories that regime brought, even not just while we were there, like the whole process of bringing DeJuan Wagner and changing the culture.
Yep.
And Memphis becoming a destination for top recruits. So
it's true.
How the Memphis people feel is legitimate. They missed that.
They were hurt.
They were hurt. But at the same time, it was just a decision that he felt was best for him. And every player that has played for him, not every player, you know, the guys who didn't play much probably don't.
Yeah, probably right about that. Yeah,
I have the best things to say. But let me say this, though. Penny Hardaway is the current coach, and Penny Hardaway is going to do major, major, major things for the University of Memphis. That same culture.
Yeah.
That's all the program is. Like, I felt like we were just in a between stage of finding that culture. Mm-hmm. Like that's what draws recruits. We want to know what's going on behind the scenes. What kind of culture is it? That's what draws players to come to school. So getting this good recruiting class with Wiseman and Penny Hardaway being at the helm, Memphis is going in the best direction.
I feel like just knowing you and knowing sort of what Penny is about, that you would really like to play for a guy like him, a guy who is sort of a thinking, you know, a former player who sort of thinks the game. I can see that really like in a different life. I feel like Penny might be a guy you would have really liked to play for.
Yes. Like if I was a current prospect and Penny Hardaway was recruiting me, I would right away go to YouTube. If I didn't get a chance to see him play, which most of them haven't, I would go to YouTube and see how modern his game is and how revolutionary his game was and how ahead of times his game was to be a guard at that size playing that way. And that means a lot to us as young players to have a coach that we can look at as someone who actually played the game at a high level. Like, times are changing. Like, tradition is kind of like deteriorating. Things are becoming more modern. You're going to see a lot more former players who are coaches now. And it's not the same where you have to, like, pay these long dues and you can't be a head coach until you're 50. it's happening in sports, all sports. The Rams coach, like, times are changing. Like, younger coaches with newer personalities, this is going to be the new wave.
There's no
and
doubt.
And Penny is at the forefront of that.
No, he
so
really
Memphis is. Memphis
is
very lucky.
Jerry Stackhouse got hired at Vanderbilt to that point. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of those, you know, former NBA players get hired for college jobs, and I definitely agree with you there. Hey, but how's Mexico? How's Mexico life?
Mexico is beautiful. It's beautiful in Mexico. It's beautiful. I know you're like, why the hell are you in Mexico? But it's beautiful. It's like, it was just a decision I made. I want to see the whole world. I want to see different things. I want to experience different experiences. And I need extremity in my life. Once things become too comfortable or mundane, I need to change things. So moving to San Miguel was one of those things that just made sense to me at the time at this point in my life.
No doubt. Hey, man, where can people get involved? They want to get involved with the Charity Weekend. It's June 7th and 8th. There's a poker tournament. Then there's a golf tournament for the CDR Supreme Dream Scholarship Fund. How can people get involved with you?
Yeah, so CDRSupremeDream.org. That's the website with all of the information. That's all. They just visit that website, and all the information is there on ways to get involved with the weekend.
Perfect. Supreme, it's always
good,
man.
Looking forward to seeing you, brother.
Yes, sir. Always enjoy the time.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
He is Supreme Bay. Again, putting on a charity weekend in Memphis, June 7th and June 8th, to send kids who maybe otherwise wouldn't to college, and specifically to the University of Memphis. So always love catching up with him, no doubt.
I like that he's giving back, man.
Yep.
It's impact. I tell you what, to see that folks want to comment negatively on a guy trying to do something positive, it's,
yeah.
Again, you let that stuff slide off your back. You roll and know that you're doing something good and know that it's appreciated.
No question.
From the folks of Memphis, and certainly will be by that school.
No question. All right, we'll come back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So coming up, April 27th, you're going to be able to get 60% off anything in the showcases at the Robert Irwin Jewelers location in South Haven. That's located in the South Lake Center at the corner of Goodman Road and Airways. This is the last 60-minute 60% off sale for the whole year. It's the real deal. It's not up to 60% off. It is everything is 60% off. So for 60 minutes, you know the drill. Starting at 11 a.m., you can get 60% off store-wide. Anything in the showcase is 60% off. All you got to do is be in line between 11 and noon to be admitted to the shop. No cases are going to be replenished. So when it's gone, it's gone.
That's right. You can get designer jewelry. You can get engagement rings. You get brand name watches, men. We had a couple of guys capitalize and tell us they did as much when they had this over at the Perkins location. I'm sorry, that one was the Wolf Chase location. As John said, this is the last time you'll be able to do it, the last 60-minute 60% off sale. And like we said, it's going on in South Haven, Mississippi, down at that location. Designers like Le'Veon, Daphne Diamonds, Two Beloved, Imagine Bridal, Love Bright Star, Brilliance, and Rockin' Diamonds. All great, all 60% off. Like we said, hundreds of items on sale. There's specific instructions. You guys have probably heard them. You got to be in line between 11 a.m. and noon to be able to shop. everything, because when everything is sold, it's over. So it's this Saturday. Be in line between 11 a.m. and noon, and you'll save 60% off. Now, this is at the South Lake Center location, or at the corner of Goodman Road and Airways. For complete details, you can go online to rijewelers.com.
It feels like we are at that time now. By the way, Precious Achiu is now getting a campus tour, just to kind of give you a Precious tracker. Precious! Just give you kind of a, you know, Precious tracker.
All right, now you're just showing off. Now you're making me a little bit, yeah, you're just showing off.
Do you get the reference there? Do you know the Precious reference?
The Precious what reference? No, I wasn't listening to that. I was just
Precious!
Oh, that's from that little thing.
You got
thing.
This. You got this. You can do it, man. What's the franchise, man?
Yeah, I'm going to need a title, Jason.
What's the franchise, man?
That thing ain't going to cut it.
Oh, it's a little ghoul, Lord of the Rings or something.
That's exactly right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What was his name?
Gollum, is that it? Yeah.
Well, he had two names, actually. So he was originally a hobbit, and his name was Smeagol. But then when he got the One Ring, it turned him into this, you know, terrible, awful creature named Gollum.
I was able to pull that. From deep.
Sounds like you really are a Lord of the Rings guy.
I have read the books.
I was one that knows he's only. Yeah,
I was never a Lord of the Rings. I tried to watch the movies and I couldn't get into them.
Really?
I couldn't do Lord of the Rings. I just never could. I tried.
Anyone knows he's got two names. That's an expert. Subject.
That sounds like you'd kill it, Lord of the Rings trivia, because that'd be like a trivia question. What was Gollum's other name? It'd be Smeagol, as
Smeagol,
everybody
yeah.
knows. Obviously, every Lord of the Rings fan knows it was also Smeagol. But yes, Precious Achiuwa only has one name, and it is Precious Achiuwa. And he is here on campus, and it just feels like we're at that time again where, if you remember when Penny got the job and was hiring his staff, you could tweet out anything related to Memphis basketball. Just the name, right? Just the name Mike Miller, just the name Penny Hardaway, just the name, just the two words, Penny Van, and it would get
we
put it to the test, and it worked. Like, you get like 500 likes, 500 retweets. It's unbelievable. It just does feel like, you know, Memphis collectively is like Tyrone Bigum's, like, you know, you got any more of that recruiting news? You know, I mean,
Johnson is scratching his neck. They couldn't see that, Johnson.
I know, but
well done.
But you saw it.
Yes, I did. That's why you got a hearty laugh out of me on that one.
And so did Mill. That was a real one. That wasn't like a fake one. You know, everybody knows the Jason Smith fake. Sorry, everybody knows the Jason Smith fake laugh. Do you know the Jason Smith fake laugh?
Well, I've got several of them.
I don't know if I could pick it out of a lineup, honestly.
I've got several of them.
That's the Jason.
That one's up there. When I do the,
you usually hear it. Yeah, that's
sort of slightly amused. No. You know, not really hearty. You know, slightly amused. Yours are just all the same, and it's usually at yourself. You laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah. It's true.
It's just true.
It's hard to get me to laugh at a joke unless I tell it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
See, that was a good little laugh. Anyway, what were we saying? Precious.
You were going to say, if you just tweet the word Precious, it'll probably go viral. If you just tweet Lester, it'll probably go viral.
It's true. It's exactly
anything
right.
Memphis right now.
All right, let's check out real quick.
Here's what 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Well, I didn't get to see the last installment of the final reunion piece, you know, because they spread these things out like 3-4 shows of Atlanta Housewives last night. I might check that out, because I tell you what, John, the basketball tonight,
yeah,
it ain't so good.
Garbage.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because the Bucks, again, in a game opportunity to close out here in Detroit, are 12.5-point favorites. It just shows you that series has been nothing when it comes to watch. But it does look like it's getting I guess you could say it's been enough of a test for the Bucks for them to go forward and actually gain something from it. And then you got, well, I don't want to steal anything from you, John, if you're looking at
now you're good.
To look at the other game. But it's Rockets, Jazz, and another opportunity to close out. Jazz up 3-0 in that one. They can close out. The Rockets up 3-0 in that one. They can close out the Jazz tonight, 9:30 TNT.
Yeah, I'll be watching Haunted Hospitals on Travel Channel. The owner of a haunted hospital exhibit is attacked by a ghost in his own home. So I'll be checking that one out tonight. That's at 10 o'clock Central Time.
NeNe changed this year, man.
Huh?
NeNe from Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, she did?
Just not the same.
Yeah, that's what fame will do to you. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Supreme Bay, Jason Fitz, and who was our first hour guest?
Van Lathan from TMZ. Don't you ever forget it.
Van Lathan. Eric Hassline's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.